That's my explanation of the church. We've got a couple chairs left.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. Praise God, located in the wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida, 250 North Babcock. Hallelujah. We love you and we love the Lord. And praise God, we believe that we are going to have a great broadcast. This is part two of the marketplace. Hallelujah. Speaking about the marketplace, what the Bible has to say about the marketplace, making you aware of that business anointing that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. That we have the greatest businessman. Christ was born in a place of business. He was business-minded. He said, my Father is business-minded. I must be about my Father's business. Oh, glory to God. He was a town's carpenter. That was like saying he was the Lowe's, a Home Depot. Oh, glory to God, of the town. So he definitely wasn't broke. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, when he went back to his hometown, the people could not relate to him. Oh, glory to God, because he was a businessman. Where did you get these abilities? How can you teach like this? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So they had a problem with him. And so we have a businessman / preacher of the gospel. Oh, glory to God, in the house on today. Pastor Lloyd of Lord Have Mercy. Lord Have Mercy. I got Lord Have Mercy restaurant. You'll really learn how to say it once you eat at his restaurant. How you doing, man of God?
All is well, man. All is well. I'm glad to be here, glad to be alive, and glad to be able to share some important truths to the body of Christ. This is the hour for the body of Christ to wake up and step into the destiny. Jesus is soon to come back, so you don't have time left to do what God's called you to do. So you need to be adamant about the assignment God has given to you, because it's very, very important. The kingdom of God is ready to explode and accelerate, and God needs you to be able to fund it and push it. Amen. And how we push with money, not just prayer. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. The Bible says give. The Bible says give and it shall be given. It didn't say pray and it shall be given. Give and it. So we push the kingdom with money, not Amen. Just prayer. They both have power. Money has power. Prayer has power. When you put them together, you have supernatural power. Somebody say amen to me. And then we're able to cause visions to manifest quicker, because we got business people on the inside that when the pastor say, I need $10,000 for this, then he got 10 people ready to give $1,000 on a Sunday morning. This need to start happening in the churches. Amen. You know, it did happen in the early church. The Bible say that the landowners sold their money, came and gave it to the apostles, and then they begin to distribute that money in the midst of church. So this has happened before. So this is nothing new. You read the book of Acts, you can see where they had a money explosion.
That's right.
In the glory, in the midst of glory. And then you know you had two perpetrators called Ananias and Sapphira try to play the role, but it wind up killing them because they was trying to play in the glory of God. You can't punk God with your money. Amen. Praise God, because your money is a powerful thing. Praise God.
Wow.
So we want to encourage you, as we was yesterday, your talent produces treasure. Stop listening to the haters and the hecklers that ain't doing nothing and they're broke themselves.
That's right.
Amen. People that don't have responsibility don't want people to even step into responsibility.
My God.
So you got to understand the way people think, and you got to hang around people. I learned this. Hang around people by which you want to build your environment.
Amen.
I don't hang around people that's not business.
Box.
Yeah, I don't hang around people that's not business people, because we don't talk the same language.
My God.
Even if I talk, they're not gonna understand me, because I'm gonna talk business, and they're not gonna understand me. That's so I got to hang around people. It is amazing, man of God, that when God started launching me into this arena, God started put me around millionaires.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow.
It was blowing my mind, and how they were schooling me mm-hmm. in certain things. And some of them are still my friends today. I can call them and talk with them, whatever the case may be. It's because when God sets you in a destiny, he puts you in an environment by which you're going.
Mm,
you know, people, you know, I think at the end of the last broadcast, you talked about, you know, I was getting ready to close my business because I was listening to folk.
Yes.
You know, putting pressure on me. You can't do the both. And so it sort of threw me out of my game. And so I sort of lost sight. And so God sent in a guy from the Food Network, Chef Robert Irvine. We was featured on Restaurant Impossible. Amen. And God did this. I mean, God supernaturally sent this man to me when I was getting ready to close God's business down.
My God.
See, I was getting ready to close it down because of what people were saying. And God said, you're not shutting my business down. You're going to keep it open. And I'm going to send you top-notch person to make sure it stays open.
Ooh.
And so God sent Chef Robert Irvine. Oh, yeah. It was a mess. It was challenging. It was painful. But I tell you what, that pain has produced prosperity. Amen. People laughed at me. They talked about me. People left me. Some of my church members left me. It was okay. Because sometimes when God get ready to elevate you, you have to lose some things.
My God, that's good.
You have to lose some things. Sometimes things close to you. But it's okay. Praise God, because you know what? There was a relaunching, and in that relaunching, God started resetting
wow.
things forward.
I like that.
And God started putting people in my pathway now to take me where he wants me to go. Because sometimes
wow.
you think people with you and they're jealous of you, and they're not going to push you no farther than where you're at.
You mean to tell me God ain't afraid to do a relaunch in your life?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, oh, no. No, oh, no. At the age of, what, I'll be 50, I'm 58, or 50, I think 58. This month, I believe it is. I don't keep up with my age, but praise God. But I've been preaching. I was called at 16, started preaching at 18, and I've been doing this all my life. But they in the church, they told me that God didn't want you to prosper. So I preached against prosperity for a long time until I got revelation, and God got a hold of me and said, that's not the truth.
There's another verse of scripture, man of God, that I really do believe people take out of context where they say men cannot serve God and mammoth, you know. And as a matter of fact, sometimes we need to stop talking about saying money and begin to say wealth, so that we can get a mindset or understanding that God really wants his people to have wealth. I thank God for the Hell's Kitchen guy saying that he's not going to leave you until you make your first million. Praise the Lord. And so I said all of that because yes, we're supposed to serve God, and mammon is supposed to serve us. Oh, glory to God. And so when we get confused and start serving mammon or running behind mammon, no, mammon is supposed to serve us. I believe, as a matter of fact, that we even have the ability to speak to all of God's creation, because he says all things work together for your good. In other words, he's saying everything that I have created has to work for you, has a job, and that's to work for you. Sometimes, praise God, we need to treat mammon like it's an employee. You tell your employees what to do when you're in business. So guess what? Mammon is the same way. You're supposed to be telling it what to do. Sometimes it ain't working for you because you ain't saying nothing. I just had to say that. You got me all riled up.
Well, they got to realize mammon is a spirit.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's the spirit.
Right,
mammon is the spirit.
That's right.
And so he said, you can't serve me and serve the spirit of mammon, which caused you to go outside the things and plans of God.
Oh, that's good.
He said, no, you stay focused on me. You keep serving me. Don't let mammon trip you up to start serving it more than you serve me. That's all it was saying. People just you have to just study the word and allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you.
Yes.
Because what you're saying is so good. And, you know, I had to learn so many things and reconstruct my mind concerning business. I had to go minister in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sort of do this quick. Had to minister in Fort Lauderdale a couple of years ago on a prosperity conference. And the lady, the pastor of the mother was for the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. She was the intercessor. So I was getting ready to go out the door. I said, "Priest, we leaving." And she stopped me. She said, "Man of God, I must tell you what the Lord told me about you on the plane." I said, "Huh?" Because I'm very little about people saying stuff to me. Yeah. And so, the bishop said, "No, this is my mother. She's a true intercessor." And she says, "The Holy Spirit told me to tell you that the 40 years of wealth that your forefathers left, you will be the one that will manifest it in this hour."
My God.
I say, "What?" And you will be the one to manifest the 40 years of the 40 years of wealth that was left, because see, it's still here. If it was given to your generation and they never utilized it, it's still here. God's I feel the Holy Spirit. God's waiting for someone to break out of the box, to step into a new dimension, so God can now download that money into their hands so they can produce wealth for the kingdom. It is amazing what God will do when you understand why he put you on this earth. Now, let me give you this, because I know our time is, I get so excited about this.
We got plenty of time. Go ahead.
But in Deuteronomy, we talked about talent produces treasures. Now, you can get a hold of that. We're going to go somewhere just for a minute, so we're going to close out. But in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 9, it said, "But thou shalt remember, Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." Now, notice, he gives you the power to get wealth. Oh, Lord, help us. He give you the power, the ability, the skill, the talent, the know-how. It didn't say he give you the wealth. He give you power to get that you may establish. Watch this, his covenant. See, it's all about you establishing his covenant of the kingdom. So he's going to empower you to establish his covenant, which is his church, which is the missionaries, which is whatever God has connected you to. That's what he wants you to understand. He gives you the power to get the wealth. So if God was against wealth, why would he make you sin?
My God.
If he was to get wealth, why would he give you something that he didn't want you to have?
My God.
So you can see now that what people are saying is going against what God has said. God says, "I'm going to give you the power, the skill, the wisdom, the understanding, the know-how, the talent, all that you need to get the wealth." Somebody ought to shout, "Glory to God."
Glory to God.
God has given you the power. Now, here's the thing. Some of you are running from your power because your power is in your talent.
My God.
Now, we're going to go to another one. Praise God. I'm glad you asked.
Got any questions that they want to ask, praise God. Pastor Lord of the Lord Have Mercy Restaurant, entrepreneur, wonderful restaurant, internationally known, and located in Titusville on US 1. If you have any questions, just type in your questions, and we will let him respond to your questions at the end of the broadcast. Go ahead, man of God.
Now, I want you to listen to this, because this is going to be very important to you. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God, because everything we do is based on the word. My opinion is not worth anything, but I got to give you the word of God. And then you chew on that and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Now, I'm going to say something to you here in Deuteronomy 28. Now, we must know that. And it's amazing, because the Bible says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you." So blessings are supposed to come on us and overtake us. Praise God. So why are we running from what's supposed to come on us and overtake us? Okay, we're gonna talk about that later.
Don't make no sense.
It really don't. But again, we listen to people that don't know the Bible.
Yes.
But here it says, in the Amplified, in Deuteronomy 28:8, it says, "And the Lord shall command the blessings." Now notice, "The Lord shall command the blessings upon you in your storehouses and in all that you undertake." Well, the undertaking is your business.
My God.
"And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you." And then it says this in verse 11. Hold on to your hat. "And the Lord shall make you to have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock business, of your ground business, in the land which the Lord your fathers give to you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasure, the heavens to give you rain of your land in a season, and bless all the work of your hands."
You said something, because people don't understand that when they're reading about them doing agriculture is business.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I mean, they're making food. They're so planting and sowing and reaping for their food, but also for business to sell the product. And so sometimes when we as Christians look at that, business don't jump off the page at us. We're just reading, and I'm glad you brought that out.
Well, if you study the Old Testament, most of the people in the Old Testament were business people. Mm-hmm. Jewish people are business people. They're business minded and they're priests, but yet they have business in America, and they're wealthy.
Yeah, that's
oh
right.
My God! We went to me and my wife. We was on an anniversary, and we wanted to get into the Waldorf Astoria out in, and we went there. We couldn't get in. We said, "Well, why couldn't we get in?" So we went down there. The Jewish Federation had booked the whole hotel, the Waldorf Astoria. They were having their confederation. They were having their convention there, and I said, "My God!" They had took over the whole hotel.
Oh, my God.
But again, and the Bible says that the same blessing that was on the Jews is on us.
That's right.
So
that's
we have
right.
the blessing of business on us.
That's right.
And what I love about the Jews, they teach their kids to go in business when they're small.
That's all. You saying something, man of God. You know, I did the same thing. Both of my sons are business-minded. When I used to walk around the block, just a quick testimony, I used to walk around the block. I asked one of my sons one day, I say, what do you see? He said, well, I see it, you know, neighbor's yard. I said, well, I tell you what, I see all of those weeds over there, and that if you knock on the door and ask, tell this guy, I give you $20 to pull the weeds out your flower bed. In other words, I was teaching them business. My youngest son had a car washing business in the neighborhood. He would collect the money, but he'd have all the other kids washing the cars. Why? Because we can train our kids to be business-minded. We're looking at things and realizing that there's a void.
Glory to God.
And if you can fill that void, if some people, you see a junky yard and you say, oh, look at that junky neighbor, he keeps his yard junky. But other people look and they see a business opportunity. Go ahead, man of God. I just want to throw that in there.
Well, the Bible says, train up a child and where it should go.
Yes,
see, we always
yes.
thought that means church.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That didn't say, oh, only train him up in church. It didn't say that. Say in the way you want him to go. That's why a lot of the Westerners train their kids early to become business people.
My God, you brought that up. I mean, thank God for the Holy Ghost bringing that one out.
You see what I'm saying? Now, you remind me of something that I can remember at the age 7, 8. I was baking cakes. And I was selling cakes for $5.
What?
Yeah. I was making scratch cakes, not box.
Wow.
Not Betty Crocker, from scratch.
Not Betty, nothing against you, Betty.
No. But just making sense, from scratch, I was making cakes. When I found out I had the ability to bake pies, I'll make pecan pies, coconut pies. I'll make German chocolate cake, pound cake. We had red velvet cake. When people, ooh, this cake's good. And I started selling for $5.
Wow.
So you just brought it back to me.
What?
That that I started business way back when I was 7 years old, but it came into fruition later on in life.
Wow.
But that's my passion. See, because my duties at the house was cooking and cleaning. That was my chore. You know, so I took what I guess God was awakening that up to me.
Yes.
You know, which
yes.
I thought mama was punishing me, you know, but that turned into a business.
That's good.
And so now my mom works for me at the restaurant.
Whoa.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's exciting, man, when you see how God do things. And
wow.
she's so blessed to see what God is doing. And so forth and so on. But let me give you this. Praise God. Oh, man, I'm getting so excited. Now, in Deuteronomy 20, I'm also reading in the Message Bible. Listen to this. Just
okay,
bless me.
Right.
It's, and God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces.
Mm-mm-mm.
God will order blessings on your barns and workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that God has given you, is given to you. So God wants to bless your workplace. Now, that workplace is from the place he wants you to use your talents. Hello.
My God.
See, it's amazing. We always want, I'm believing God for promotion on my job. Well, what is that promotion for you to get a business?
My God.
Not to get a raise.
Because
they're never going to pay you enough for you to live like God wants you to live.
Ooh-wee.
They're going to pay you enough to suffice you, but not let you become greater than them. You know, man, I wish I really had time. Because, you know, the Bible, let me go over here because I got to close. Praise God. This stuff started going through me like water.
This is good. Let me. The time runs so short. I mean, a half an hour seems like it's like, you know.
I know. But it's okay. Praise God. But let me do this real quick. Man of God, because I need to say this, because the Holy Spirit gave this to me, and I really want to encourage the people of God.
Oh, you encouraging the people? You encouraging me? Oh, glory to God. And let me say this right quick. There may be someone, praise God, you might want to help us to stay on the air even longer, praise God. And if you do and you want to send a seed offering, praise God, you can send it to Cash App, $Cash App, Victory with an I, VICTORI 57, praise God. And just put in a little note section that this is for the radio broadcast, praise God. We're always looking for people that will help to sponsor, praise God, the radio broadcast. Go ahead, man of God.
In my closing, we were talking about talent produces treasures. I want to go to Matthew 25 in my closing for, I'll tell you, thank you so much, man of God. You don't know how much I love,
man,
doing this. This is a passion that I have for helping God's people. Mm-hmm. I told God, if you help me, I help your people.
Wow.
Because it's all about, in the kingdom of God, it's all about helping one another.
Yeah. You can't talk about nothing that's not in you anyways.
I know.
You know, it's in you, so it's natural, you know? But go ahead. Oh, and God. It's anointed.
Oh, my God. It's here for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto him his goods. And he said unto, and he gave the one 5 talents, and to another 2, to another 1, to every man, watch this, to every man according to his several ability. And he straightway took his journey. Then he had left. Then he had received the 5 talents, went and traded, did business.
Yes.
And made the same, and made them other 5 talents. Now he have 10. Now he went from 10, 5 business to 10 business.
That's good.
And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained, but he recovered. And he did the same thing. He went from 2 business to 4 business. But he that had received 1 went and dig it in the earth. Why are you digging your talent in the earth?
Why are you hiding it?
Yeah, I'm finna share something with you.
My God.
Show you something here because it's very important that you understand you can't do that. It makes God angry.
And we're the earth.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, we're hiding it. On the inside of
Absolutely.
Us. Go ahead.
When it can be a blessing to the people that have need of it.
Mm.
See, one of the six of making money is answering the problems to man.
My God. Filling that void.
Yeah. One of the success of making money is answering the problems to man.
Wow.
So
that's,
your business,
oh, that's good.
Your business answer the problems to man. You know, one thing I hear people say all the time, you know, it's hard to find this kind of food. And we look everywhere.
I've heard people.
So cooking comfort food is almost a lost art because everybody trying to do the twist or trying to do, but just the natural thing that we
fast,
you know,
food,
fast
everybody
food and all that.
Fast
and
food.
They say it's a lost art. So I'm feeling something that's been lost, but I'm trying to rebirth it.
My God.
Apostolically.
My God.
A rebirthing of you know, the we used to be in the kitchen with mom and learn. That's gone.
My God.
That's gone. So my job is to try to rebirth this bite because we need to eat good food.
My God.
Praise God. But anyway, let
that's
me go.
Good. Oh, that's good. That is so true, though, because I'm sitting here and I'm tripping because it's true.
You know, we have people, let me tell you, we have people come from Fort Lauderdale. We have people came from Sebastian the other day. And it blew my mind. I said, where you come from? Sebastian. What, Sebastian? Yeah. Vero. We had a song drive all the way up from Miami. What? We had people in the restaurant yesterday from Honduras and from Bulgaria, for Belize.
Wow.
Oh, my, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, and maybe so, there's an international anointing for business in the house that you want to release.
So you see God. And actually, they want me to come to Canada with Lord have mercy.
Wow.
I got some investors that's looking at me coming to Canada with Lord have mercy.
Ooh.
So people are asking me to come.
Look
but
at the doors of opportunity because you're saying something, man of God, because I tell folks that, who was that, was it Rahab? the spies went in.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And let me say this here. Because of her being a businesswoman, and what I mean, you know, okay, you might not like the type of business she was in, but because of her being a businesswoman, she had influence. That even when the king sent soldiers to her house, they wouldn't even search her house. They just took her word because of the influence that she had in Jericho.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Boy, you yes, sir. Ooh, my God.
And so you see these things. I had another guy came in this week, and he was driving a Phantom Rolls Royce. And he came in asking for me. And he's doing some stuff in Africa. So he says, I want to use Lord have mercy in Africa.
My God.
So don't tell me the opportunities are not there. Now, I'm not doing this. God's doing this.
Yes.
Remember now, I was going to close because of the hecklers and the naysayers. And God said, you're not going to close my business because I'm going to use my business, around the world.
God.
And we pray for people. We intercede for people and so forth. Even at the restaurant, people ask us to pray. We counsel people. So we still doing business?
My
even at the restaurant.
God.
Somebody ought to say glory be to God for that.
We gotta go ahead and bring it in. I'm telling you, I am blown away. Let me see. Any questions? Somebody says, awesome program. Oh, that's my Uncle Steve, wonderful pastor, all the way listening in from Louisiana.
Praise God.
And praise God, we have we have Evangelist Thomas Ryan of the Fantastic Violineers, also sings. He's a lead singer, sings with the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Praise
you
God.
You know, praise God. I mean, I'm telling you, we got some wonderful, powerful, you know, men. Amen. Powerful men of God on the day, and we just thank God for them listening in. Hey, praise God. Now, give us some information about your restaurant again. Praise God. We don't have any questions that I could see, but.
Our restaurant is located in Titusville City. At 3434 South Washington Avenue. We're right off US-1. You can't miss us. We're right off US-1. Got a big sign out there say, Lord, have mercy. We're open Wednesday through Sunday from 11 to 9. I encourage you to come and see the wonderful things and see the nice renovation that we didn't have to pay for. We didn't have to pay for. Praise God.
Us some of the stuff that's on that menu, too.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we got meatloaf, we got cube steak, we got turkey wings. This Sunday we had chitlins for some of the old school people. I know everybody don't eat them, but some people do. We have oxtails, fried chicken, and it's amazing. We have collard greens, mac and cheese, fried okra, fried green tomatoes. We have fish. And when we can get our blue crabs, we have blue crabs. So you have everything. We have desserts. And so we encourage you to come out and just visit, you know. And see what God is doing, because remember, this is not my business. This is God's business, and I'm honored to be over His business. So I encourage you, God got a business inside of you that He want to use to advance His kingdom. Don't hide it, because in the parable when the man hid his talent, God called him a lazy, no good servant, and God said, because you're not going to use your talent, I'm gonna cast you out into outer darkness, and maybe you're still in debt. And maybe you can't get forward in your prosperity. Maybe you can't lose some of the stuff that's got you bound because you got your talent hid. Once you unlock your talent, you're going to unlock your debt, your debt freedom. You're going to unlock your wealth. And some of you, you're dealing with your health issues. It's because you're not doing what God has required you to do. So once you get into the plan of God, everything flows. Because, see, God will keep you where you need to do His business. Understand that. So God's not against you. He's for you. The Holy Spirit is there to give you what you need. You don't have a plan. Start writing a plan. Start getting a plan. Put it before the Lord. Again, I got to stress, your passion is where you're going to receive your treasure. When I say treasure, it's where you're going to make your money. Uh-huh. It's where you're going to make your money. Stop doing something you hate doing. Stop going to that job and complaining about it every day because you're sinning. No, you can't go to job and complain about that job because God gave you that job. No, then use your talents. Get into a place where you can thank God every day. They're not going to control you. You can do. See, nobody can control me. I can go where I want to go. Nobody can't tell me if I can go to the bathroom. Nobody can't tell me if I can take a break. Praise God. No, if I want to have a revival for 2 weeks, praise God. They can't tell me I can't. Hallelujah. So that's what I'm saying. Some of you can't do what God's called you to do because you're on lockdown. Once you get your business, you're no longer on lockdown. You're freedom to do what God has assigned you to do. So I challenge you, take that passion.